There are days where I feel like I know what I'm doing. When I've got a Trello board and a to-do list and all the things that I need to go from point A to point B. And then there's days like today where there really isn't anything that I need to be doing, and there's no obvious to-do list. There's nothing besides maybe like the normal tedium of everyday life to tell me what I need to be doing next, especially when it comes to like my business. Like today, there really isn't anything for me to do. And I've always kind of felt like, I don't know, that every day there would be something for me to do, that the next step would be obvious. But today it's not. And that, in a way, is freaks me out. I like knowing what I need to do next, or feeling like there is some obvious next step. So my remedy is ripping apart my office and painting it for really no good reason. I guess maybe that's something that, something I do. It's like when I don't have anything obvious to do, I'll tear something down just to have an excuse to be busy. And maybe a lot of people are like that. I don't know. Maybe people do that in their relationships, right? Nothing's wrong with a relationship, but you'll tear it all down just to have something to do. And that's probably not the healthiest way to live a life. To always be constantly trying to do something, always trying to be working on something. But for some of us, it's not really a choice. It's how I've always been. I've always stayed busy. I've always had things to work on to a fault, to the point where I can't even relax. I find it difficult to go on a vacation because when I'm on that vacation, I'm thinking about all the things that I have to do, and not even mourning the fact that I have a bunch of things to do, but being excited by, or maybe it's not even like healthy excitement. Maybe it's just an addiction. Maybe it's related to insecurity and being afraid that if I'm not busy, I'm falling behind. Was it Mark Cuban, right? Work like somebody's working 24 hours a day to take it away from you, or something like that. That has pretty much been my mode since I was a kid. I was so obsessed with getting up and out of my circumstance that I was just going to build big things, and on the back of those big things, become successful and rich, and nobody's ever going to be able to tell me, that I'm not good enough and all this stuff. So I stay busy. But now I'm settling quite comfortably into a life that's not wealth and opulence, but that doesn't necessarily require the same sort of grit and drive and gusto that maybe I once felt like I had to have. And there are probably going to be a lot of people who will say, well, you're just settling and you should keep on grinding. But dude, fuck, like I've been doing that type of thing for so long. I'm approaching 30. I'll be 30 in 5 days. And ever since I can remember, I've been planning and learning and growing and grinding and building and marketing and just this unending hamster wheel of task lists and things to do that now, in a way, I'm enjoying some of the freedom that I have. I'm enjoying the not having something obvious to do, but I also wrestle with it. I also don't know what to do with all this freedom. I find it really difficult to just sit. I find it difficult to just read a book. I get a couple minutes into, reading something just for pure leisure, like a novel or a travel book, And then I feel the need to go and check an email when I know damn well that it's 4:15 in the morning and nobody's sent me an email. Nobody's asking me to do anything, but I have this constant need to check. I have this constant need to feel like I'm making forward progress, that I feel like sometimes it stops me from appreciating the present. And I don't have an answer for this problem. I mean, it's something that I've always sort of dealt with. But what I'm trying to do is put it out there, speak it into the world, and play with it to get it out and look at it. Because sometimes it feels like if I keep it bottled up inside, I lose that, or I'd never develop the ability to really look at it and be like, okay, what is this? And is it something that's beneficial? Is it something that's causing undue harm to yourself or the people around you? And if it's doing both, how much weight do you put in either, and how do you decide whether or not it's something that needs to be modified or eliminated? But I don't know. This is just me sitting in my office, which is torn apart. I've got all my books stacked up in one corner. All of my camera equipment is in another. I've got all shelves stacked up against the wall. And it's me coming to terms with the fact that I don't know how to relax. And if you leave me alone with nothing to do, I will destroy a room just to have an excuse to put it back together.